Yo, big time rapper!
What's up?
Where were you born?
I was born in the hood.
How'd you become a Christian rapper?
Cause I met Jesus.
Anyway, just a little short little skit to start off my podcast. New episode, long time coming, haven't done one in a while. But here I am again. I need to do some more interviews, so hopefully I can talk to some people soon. Hopefully sometime soon I can interview Literati. I heard he's living in Webster. I just gotta figure out a day, time, and place. And the same thing for some other rappers that I wanted to hit up, like Psy, the guy that did the circus music. He had the High Wire Act and also Circus World, the ringleader. But his name is spelled C-Y, like Cyclone. In fact, I think Psy is short of Cyclone because that's what he started to call himself in recent years. But back in the days of Much Love Records, the Much Love Fam, Much Love Familia, back in the day of DJ Primo and all the original Much Love Records artists, I think there's sort of a new roster today when they redid it with Austin Lanier and Trey Nine and whoever else is on there now. Back in the day, it was Von Juan, Gifted to Flamethrower, 007, SOM, which is Soldiers on a Mission, and a few others, like Enoch, who passed away, and there might be some others that I'm forgetting to mention. But that was an earlier era of Christian rap and hip-hop in its, I guess, beginning stages, or sort of, it was already grown and developed to where churches were knowing about it more. People, youth, even some mainstream people were starting to gain awareness of Christian rap and hip-hop and its presence. It's like the movement and the culture around it. You know, Trey Nine has a podcast with Truth Seeker. It's another podcast. Anyways, they had a discussion on the history of Christian rap and hip-hop, if you want to listen to that. I don't necessarily agree with the new age kind of stuff that's in that podcast, but you know, I do think that's a particularly good episode. But today we have incredible blessings that have increased the amount of listeners and people who know about Christian rap and hip-hop, and it's touching way more lives today because of radio stations like Engine Radio and you know, people of influence like Chris Chicago, who's been on things in the past that weren't so influential, but now that they have a radio station, it reaches farther and wider and is able to reach so many more people. And so Chris Chicago has been a blessing, but now people can look deeper into like his history and listen to stuff that he did before with, you know, some of these shows that back in the day they were listened to, but only by whoever was, like, you know, sharing it, you know, and those who it was shared to on social media. You didn't, like, just stumble across it on the radio or something. You literally had to know about it already, and a lot of people didn't know about it. And now it's becoming more of a thing where names like Kingdom Music or 116, Reach Records, and stuff like that, Bizzle, God Over Money, are becoming household names that people recognize. And maybe not everybody, maybe the people that are still listening to Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and all that may or may not know about some of these Christian artists. Like, some of them may be known. Like, there are some people that listen to some of the more worldly stuff, and they also listen to Christian music, and they know about some of these artists. But yeah, like, somebody like myself who knows about, like, all of them, it's, like, my goal to try to get more people to know about this kind of music, and it's sort of like, you know, it's a question of why don't people always like it or dig it, or maybe they don't know about it. And that's sometimes the case, is people don't know all the artists that I know. Like, it would take days of sitting with me and me digging through all the music I've downloaded in the past, and somebody having that kind of patience to check out all the artists I've listened to and figure out which ones they like and don't like and all that. And I have so much music, it would take probably years of sitting down with me and trying to go through my hard drive and show you all the songs I've listened to begin to see that there's actually some really hot Christian rap music, you know. And some people don't even know it exists. They've never heard it, and they think in their mind only to the song that made them think Christian rap was lame or whack. So I want to erase that. I want to show people, you know, that there is good hot music, and that's why I try to refer people to the ones that I know are the best, you know. And if they're just somebody that comes off as legalistic or just something that's kind of a little not so great, then I don't really refer people to it. So I'm sort of in a sense like a gatekeeper, but I'm not somebody that's like trying to bring people down. If I see somebody with potential and I see somebody that I like and I know is preaching the gospel and doing things for the kingdom and stuff like that, and they got hot music, you know, then I'm gonna share it. You know, it's not like I'm trying to pick favorites and, oh, I like Lecrae, so I'm gonna promote Lecrae only because he's making it as an artist. No, I'm gonna go for the little guy too that has hot music, that, you know, like my friend Joe Angel, he's got hot music. He might not be a superstar and be known by the masses and even his own hometown, unfortunately, like, you know, his influence, I believe, is growing. More people are knowing about his music, but it's like he's not somebody that everybody jams to every day. Like, oh, I just listen to Joe Angel or whatever, you know. You know, it's some of his close friends that believe him in him and family and stuff like that. And like, I jam his music, and I know some other people that do as well. But yeah, he's got some hot songs that I hope one day I can feature on my podcast, but until I get his permission, I'm not just going to start throwing songs of his on there. So I've got to get his permission first. And same for my friend AJ. Of course, there is some songs that are already on YouTube that y'all can look up. I'd say for AJ, it's AJ Rivera or Augustine Rivera. His sister's music is mostly up. I'm not sure what the link is. I might have to share that sometime, but he's got some songs with Joe Angel, and you might find AJ through Joe. So I'd just say look up Joe Angel music. He's got songs and some productions with AJ, so hopefully you find AJ's music through Joe. So yeah, he's got his song, trying to think of which song he's got. He's got a few new ones on there. He's got some older ones that I helped him with a music video. A short promo, wasn't like a full-length music video or anything like that. And it was kind of practice on my part. So if it doesn't look the best, it was me and Joe playing around with video software that I had. You know, I've used different ones. And I don't know if it was Sony Vegas or Magic's Movie Edit Pro Plus. I think it might have been the Sony Vegas or one of the Sony video production or editing software that I had at the time. You have to pay for the software license, and I've had different computers through the years, so sometimes I, you know, don't have the software installed on my computer anymore, or I just haven't touched it lately because I started getting into trying to use the Adobe software. And so I've been using, I forget the name of it, I think it's Premiere. I've been playing with Premiere and some of their software, Photoshop and stuff like that. And I used Audition like one time, and I haven't really used it a lot. I still play around with Reaper and Audacity. And as far as beat making, I have different options. I have GarageBand now. I have, you know, I use those on my mobile devices like my iPhone or tablet. And I also use LMMS occasionally. I haven't used it in a while. And And I've used FL Studio before as well, you know, demos and stuff like that. Mostly I've been playing around with GarageBand lately. It's been sort of my favorite as far as, you know, being able to just cut things where I want to cut it and loop it and all that stuff, and the built-in auto tune and things like that. There's a lot of stuff I like about GarageBand. There's things I like better about FL Studio, but because GarageBand is mobile and you can transfer projects and all that stuff and samples, I like that, because FL Studio is a little picky about you being able to move your projects and samples and stuff like that. I think there's tricks that you can use to put everything on an external hard drive and take your whole studio from one place to another, but I'm not sure how you do that. It gets really technical, so I just have kind of stayed away from that, you know. But I've grown to like GarageBand, even though I'm a Windows user and not much of a Mac or Apple user in the sense of computers, more so in the phone. Like, I got an iPhone that I play around with all the time, and I love the apps. I like Android as well, but I haven't used Android as much as I used to. I still have an Android and an Apple, but I don't even use the Apple as my phone. I use the Android as my phone. So it's weird. I'm a unique individual who likes to do things the weird way. You can't figure me out because I'm just that complicated. I'll probably frustrate some people because I'm not predictable in that sense. I'm going to pick a little something here and a little something there and like one thing better than the other for unknown reasons. And people might not like me for that, but I think it's cool because, you know, it makes for a unique and I guess innovative experience in life, you know, for discovering things and finding things out, you know, technological, you know, things, because I've figured things out that I feel like other people haven't before. I've stumbled across things that I'm like, why have nobody figured this out yet? Like, when are the, because I see some potential for a certain thing that I'm playing around with, and I'm like, man, nobody's done this yet. And it's crazy. It's weird, but like I do that all the time with like a combination of different apps that I'm using for animation, for example. Like, I use Flip a Clip for animation. I use Eraser to cut out the background of like say I take a selfie of myself and I want to animate myself and cut out the background behind me. I use Eraser to do that. And then there's other software, like a little pixel making app where you can draw little cartoons. And there's another one, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Let me pause this real quick so I can go find it and say it. Never mind, I was going to get up, but I remembered. I think it's called a symbol. Not like a symbol, like, hey, that's a religious symbol, but like, that's... It's called a symbol. Like, I'm going to assemble a factory. I'm going to build. Like, it's assembly. It's called a symbol. So, yeah, you can create, like, vector. If you don't know the difference between vector and raster, I encourage you to look up these terms. It's something you need to know if you're going to be a graphic artist. But, you know, if you're somebody that doesn't really care, it's still a good thing to know the difference between vector and raster. And vector is basically a computerized image that can't get all fuzzy and weird looking and pixely whenever you stretch it or make it big or small, you know. It doesn't change. It's like, you know, you can fit it to any size. And that's why people who are creating t-shirts probably prefer vectors, because they can create everything in the vector. Like, make it all smooth looking for one, but also stretch it out to any size they want. Like, if they need to resize the shirt to bigger or smaller or whatever they're doing, then they don't have to worry about it getting like all messy looking and stuff and looking all pixely. So that's what I like about a symbol, and you can create like things. There's certain things about the app that I wish would be a different, but it's just a phone app that I have to remember, and it's not going to have all the features I want it to have. So I use different apps in combination with each other to create PNG files that I can save to my camera roll and use from Flip-A-Clip to animate. And I also use InShot for putting videos together. So I could create videos using Flip-A-Clip and then put the video together in InShot or whatever other programs I can find and use. And that's what's cool about using the iPhone. And I can use the, AirDrop feature to share whatever files that I create with another Apple device, like a iPad, you know, iPhone, or if I had a Mac, like a MacBook or something, or a Mac computer, desktop, then I could share to those as well, but I don't have those, and unfortunately, you're not really able to use your Apple Drop or whatever it's called. You're not able to share your AirDrop to your Windows. And there's apps that you can do something similar, but you can't like use your Windows to do the AirDrop. And so that's the only thing that's kind of stinks, but that's one of the things that I was saying, that I like to invent and do stuff, and I know that there's people out there that could create clients that could sort of hack and do what they don't want you to do. Like, they don't want you to share this stuff because they want to make a profit off of selling their own technology. They don't want Windows to win, so that's why they make it exclusive to their own thing. But people create like little hacks all the time because whether they like it or not, people are looking for ways to create compatibility between two devices and computers. They do it all the time. It's called the internet. You know, there is communication, and there's ways that we merge the technologies, whether they like it or not. You know, so people find ways around things all the time. I'm sure one way or another, somebody could create like a device that somehow uses Apple and Windows technology hand in hand. Of course, it's probably going to get expensive because it's going to probably require you to actually use a certain Apple device that connects to your Windows device that like does some sort of like pairing, sharing kind of thing and convert. I don't know. Anyways, that's my tech talk for today, on September 15th, 2019. Anyways, as far as music goes for this podcast, like I was saying, I haven't had as many interviews lately as normal. I've had a change in my life, you know, or my, what's it called your routine changes? Like, I have a new job. I have my own apartment now, and just trying to get things situated. And if y'all would like to help me out financially, because I've had some financial struggles recently, you can help me by sending money to me on PayPal or Cash App. Cash App preferably, because I think PayPal takes a little bit of the cut for themselves. If you do really, 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 really want to send to PayPal, it's hotrapmix@gmail.com is my email that you can use, or it's paypal.me/brandnewu, BRANNUYU. Now, if you want to do it Cash App, it's $brandnewu, BRANNUYU. B for boy, R for Randy, A for apple, N for number, another N for number, new, and then U for understood, Y for yogurt, and U for upper hand. I don't know. I'm just coming up with stuff, but trying to help y'all spell it out just in case my enunciation isn't that good and y'all don't hear what I'm saying and you're like, what did he say? You know, because people do that all the time. I'm like, I thought I made it understood that it's BRANNUYU. And somebody leaves off one thing or another. So I was just making sure doubly that you know how to spell brand new you. Anyways, I thank you for any support, any help. If you want to help me financially with my bills, rent, you know, living expenses just in general, because, you know, I am paying my own rent with my job, but it sometimes gets a little crazy and sometimes I need some help with a little bit of stuff, you know, especially since it's hard to save up around here. It's mainly all going to living paycheck to paycheck, and I'd really like some help to be able to rise up a little bit so I can be taking care of my debts that I need to pay back, and also be able to save up and do some things with my life and get my teeth taken care of. I have a missing tooth on the front that needs an implant. I need some teeth extracted, and that's going to cost a good buck. I don't know how many, but, you know, just pray for me as well. But if y'all want to help me out financially, because I also need to get myself a new vehicle and you know, just a bunch of other things that you know, just there's too many things to even say, but, you know, I've listed off the most important, because there are a lot of things that I hold myself back from buying that I know I don't need, that can come later when I'm more secure financially. And, you know, I'm trying to shoot for my goals. I'd like to go back to school and finish. Right now it's just working a plant job and doing what I can to keep living on my own and having my own place and stuff like that. But you know, there's other things I would like to do, like my music and animation, and I do those in my free time, and praise the Lord, I get a lot of days off from my plant job. I work my 12-hour shifts, and the 40 hours goes by quick. You know, once you've worked a good handful of days, you're free for a few days, and you got time on your hands to mess around with music and animation and stuff like that. So just know that helping me a little bit financially would go a long way, whether it's $5, $10, $100, or even $1,000 if you're feeling, you know, really generous, or even $5,000. I don't know, if you're a rich millionaire and you're a Christian and you really see it on your heart to help me out, you know, I'm believing actually for $100,000, you know, not from one person unless you have it, you know, but like just total, like, because I have big dreams and places to go, you know, and I want to do things to for the kingdom, to bless other Christians in their ministries and things like that all around the world. And so with y'all's help and prayers, I can do that. You know, I'm not trying to be like some of these big name TV preachers who say, sow a seed and the Lord will bless you. No, you give from what you believe in your heart that God wants you to give, and it's you know, to help somebody else out. It's not just so you can be, you know, getting something. It's not to bribe God. You know, you can't bribe God for blessings. You know, he gives them free to us, you know, out of his grace and his mercy, and you know, he's our provider, and he's the one that provides our needs, and sometimes he uses people to help each other, you know. So anyways, I thank y'all for listening to my podcast, Hot Rap Mix. If y'all want to help me out in any way, if you're somebody who wants to partner up with me and help me in the future, you know, I'd like to grow this platform. I'd like to do way more with it and have maybe a talk show or co-hosts or something, or have people to talk with. And you know, I do that with my interviews. I've done it before and I can do it again, but it'd be cool if, you know, I had some people helping me with the website stuff, social media, graphics, all the stuff that I hardly find time to do and feel like and think I can do it all myself, but I can't. I'm just one person, and Moses or whatever had to hand off some responsibilities when Jethro was like, hey, you need to delegate some leaders. You can't do all this yourself. So I need help, y'all, and I recognize it, and we'd like y'all to pray for me, and I know God's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for you, and you know, there's better music, and the world needs to know about this music with Christian testimonies of redemption. You know, unfortunately, we lost a good one, Bushwick Bill, recently. We've lost many good ones, DJ Primo, and so many who were pushing the kingdom, and we need to remember them and their legacy and keep pushing the music that they still have out. Bushwick Bill's My Testimony of Redemption is still as relevant as ever, and many other things that people have done in the past that still can be pushed today and can still make that same impact to save someone from suicide, to save somebody from going to hell because they'll hear about Jesus. You know, people need to hear this music. There's a reason why I do this music. It's not just so I can make a quick buck. It's not for me. There's a lot of times I felt like just giving up because it wasn't making, you know, any kind of materialistic success. But the reason why I kept going, because I knew there was a better cause than just money. You know, it's like I knew that, hey, I could easily just get a job and work a good job and just forget about it, but I have so much passion in me to keep on going because I love what I do. You know, I love to make art. I love to make music. I love to entertain. I like to try to share something that's, you know, of hope and share the gospel and stuff. So, yeah. Anyways, thank y'all for listening. Check out my website, hotrapmix.com. And be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for new episodes of Hot Rap Mix Podcast. There's other ways you can follow me and stay in touch and see what I'm doing with at Hot Rap Mix on Instagram, at Brand New U, BRANNUYU. And just look me up on Google. You'll find me on YouTube and other places, and just try to get in touch with me any way you can. hotrapmix@gmail.com. You can message me. And hey, I like to send people CDs if I could, or if you want to send me mail and I could send you mail back or something. P.O. Box 1754-1754, Alvin, Texas 77511. And think that's it for that. If you want to send me mail, and I can also send you mail, just send me your information through a message through any one of my social media. You already know my name, Brand New You, or Brandon Nolan, BRANDYN, not ON, YN, like Brand Dynasty, but it's Brandon, and then Nolan, NOLEN. Not Nolan Ryan, like NOLAN, but NOLEN. I gotta correct y'all on that because there's a lot of people out there that will mess it up. So I gotta make it right. So, anyways, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for any support. Like I said, if y'all want to help me out financially and help me along, you know, to if you want to partner up to be a graphic designer or video person, social media person, whatever you want to do that you believe and want to contribute and add onto the vision of Hot Rap Mix and make it bigger, like something, not to be a competitor with Rapzilla or Holy Culture or Jam the Hype or all these big name Christian media companies that promote Christian rap and hip hop, but to further help them and partner with them too, you know. So if y'all want to help in any way to help, you know, get this thing bigger than just an individual that's doing a bunch of stuff by himself trying to reach the masses, you know, y'all could help me. I like to do animations, and so if anybody could help me with that too, you know, with scripting and even games. I'd like to create and develop games if possible. Adventure games. Have you ever heard of King's Quest or Monkey Island? I'd like to do Christian games and things that are, like, you know, not so, like, Christian but have Christian influence and they're from a Christian, you know. There's somebody that has a biblical worldview but wants to reach people with, you know, good games, you know, and maybe some that are about, you know, urban lives, because I'm, You know, I want to keep on track with hot rap mix. It's not, but I also kind of want to branch out and have some things that are kind of different, you know, that are not related to hot rap mix, but maybe hot rap mix could be used to promote those things, you know. Just a lot of ideas and vision right now, vision casting. But if anybody wants to help contribute, you know, we can talk, we can Skype, we could do whatever, you know. We got technology these days. There's no reason we can't, you know, chat with each other and figure something out. So anyways, I thank y'all and God bless.